for reading a wonderful story, Chaitanya Charitamrita, November 1st, 2010, Karti. Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Rath Yatra and Rasa Leela Bhav. And we heard yesterday about all the wonderful Vaishnavas who assembled together to take part in the Sankirtan. And all of them have dual identities as Brahmins and servants of Lord Chaitanya and Gaur Leela. And they're also, most of them are Sakis and Mantris in Krishna Leela. And there's devotees came from Shantipur. Of course, Achyutananda was the dancer. He's the son of Advaita Acharya. There was also devotees from Shikanda. Kandera Sampradaya Kari Anyatra Kirtan Narahari Nache Tahan Sri Raghunandan. These are some of the prominent devotees from Shikanda. Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandan were dancing. Jagannath Age Chari Sampradaya Gaya Dvipashi Dvipache Eka Sampradaya Shata Sampradaya Bhaja Choda Madala Yaradvani Shuni Vaishnava Haila Pagal. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Jagannath. And on either side was another party, another at the rear. So how many parties was that? Seven parties. Four in the front and one on every other side. Seven parties of chanters around Jagannath. Because he's Jagannath, so he has seven planetary systems. And it says, altogether there were seven parties of Sankirtan. Each party there were two men beating the drum. So that's 14 mridangas being played at once. The sound was tumultuous and all the devotees became mad. I mean, this is just in front of Jagannath's cart, in front of Balaram and Subhadra and so many other parties. And we've seen in the Kirtan parties in Krishna Balaram Temple, Indra Prabhu, I guess whenever we talk about Kirtan and Sankirtan, somehow or other the name Indra will always come up. It's such a glorious Sankirtan general, Senapati, and Gauranga's army, that he'll always be with us. But we can remember many a time sitting there with Indra and two mridangas or three, sometimes four mridangas, and four mridangas was enough to explode the universe in the kirtan. I don't know if you ever witnessed four mridangas and these young chaps, these gurukuli virtuoso mridangas. And everyone's going completely crazy with the Shudanam Kirtan of Rasik Jana Indra Prabhu and all of his assistants. Now there's 14 drums and everyone went mad. Vaishnavara Mega Gataya Haila Bhadala Kirtananda Kirtananda Sava Varsha Nature Jal. The Vaishnavas came together like a meg, like a cloud. As the devotees chanted holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. Well, that's what comes from clouds. Rain comes from clouds. Nature gel. Kirtanananda Sabha. Kirtanananda Sabha. There was the ecstasy of kirtan. Tears were flying from their eyes. Tribhuvana Bhari Utte Kirtanera Dwani Anya Vadya Dira Dwani Kichwina Shuni Satatani Vuli Prabhu Hari Hari Vali Jai Jagannath Balena Hasta Jugatuli. When Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. No one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups chanting the holy name. Hari Hari! Raising his arms, he shouted, oh, Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Areka Shakti Prabhu Karila Prakash Eka Kali Shatatane Karila Vilas. Mahaprabhu exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Just like in Rasalila, he was dancing in the middle with Radha and Krishna, and sometimes going in the outer circle and dancing with some Ashtasakis, and then all of a sudden he was simultaneously seen by all the gopis. Sabe kai Prabhu Achena Mora Sampradaya Anyatani Nahija Na Amaraya Dayaya Kaya Lakite Nare Prabhura Achintya Shakti Antaranga Bhakta Jane Janra Shuddha Bhakti. Everyone said, Mahaprabhu is present in my group. He does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees and pure unalloyed devotional service could understand. Antaranga Bhakti Jane Shuddha Bhakti. So this Achintya Shakti of Lord Chaitanya, because there's one Lord Chaitanya, and only his Antaranga Bhaktis could see. There's a Bahiranga. The Bahiranga Bhaktis are those following Srivast Thakur. And the Antaranga Bhaktis are those following Gadadhar Pandit and Nityananda. And basically, and this associates Lord Chaitanya. They could see. And then those that were blessed by the Lord could see. And that's why they have, there's Antaranga Bhakta and there's Bahiranga Bhakta. But they're all Parishas and they're all pure devotees. Kirtana, this is said in another verse. Now there's another verse that talks about Bahiranga, followers of Shivas and Antaranga. Kirtan Dekhiya Jagannatha Harashita Sankirtan and Dekhiya Rata Kariya Stagita. Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. Kirtan Dehi Jagannath Harashita. Harashita means harsh. He was very satisfied, happy, Harashita. So what does this mean? This means that who is Jagannath? Jagannath Brajendranandan, Shyamasundara Krishna. It means that Krishna is very pleased to see the Sankirtan performance. So when we go into the temples, and especially in front of the deities and do Sankirtan, Krishna is so pleased by the Sankirtan performance. Class is also nice, people speaking Harikata, that's pleasing. But he also likes it when Kirtan party comes also. Pratapurudera Haila Parama Vismai Dekite Vishwa Vivasha Raja Haila Prima Mai. King Prataparuda was Param Vismai. He was very much astonished. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of God. Dekite Vivasha. Vivasha. Prima Maya. He became absorbed, became filled with prema, ecstatic love. Kashi Mishri Kahi Raja Prabhura Mahima. Kashi Mishra Kahi Tomar Bagera Nahi Simha. Prataparudra informed Kashi Mishra the glories of the Lord. Prabhu Mahima, the glories of Mahaprabhu. And Kashi Mishra, the superintendent of the Jagannath temple, replied, O king, your fortune is unlimited. Bhagya Simha. There's no limit to your fortune. Nasimha. Sarvabhama Sange Rajat Kari Taratari Taratari, right? Taratari. Arakeha Nahi Jani Chaitanya Rachuri. The king and Sarvabhama Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as they both were directly and personally favored by the Lord. So by the mercy, direct mercy of the Lord, Sarvabhama and the king could see. And Jare Tanra Kripa Se Jani Bare Pare Kripa Bina Brahmadika Jani Bare Nare. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the mercy, the Lord's mercy, even demigods like Brahma cannot understand. Rajara Tucha Seva Dehi Prabhura Tushtaman Sehita Prasade Paila Rahasya Darshan. Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see King Prataparudra accept the menial task of sweeping the street. Tucha Seva Dekhi Prabhu Tushtaman. His mind became Toshan, Tushta, very satisfied. We discussed that already. Lord Chaitanya became very satisfied by seeing the king take on Bhangi Seva. Because of this humility, the king received the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He therefore could observe the mystery of Mahaprabhu's activities. Rahasya Darshan. So Ras Leela is Rahasya. Lord Chaitanya is dancing in seven parties in Puri Rath Yatra, and Mood of Ras Leela is also Rahasya. And all these mysteries and secrets of spiritual reality are all very difficult to attain on one's own. But when one becomes humble and humbly serves the Lord and the Vaishnavas, this attracts the heart and attention of Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. then he removes the veil of illusion or removes the covering from his past. He's Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Lokuyam Durgamaya Samamrita. He removes the covering, and then he removes the covering of Mahamaya, and he spreads the covering of Yogamaya over the devotee. And then he can see the secrets of Krishna's confidential leelas in the kunjas of Vrindavan. Even when he chants Gayatri, he can see the leelas of Kamadeva Sri Krishna, the kunjas with Ananga, Cupid and Radharani and all the gopis. So this mercy was availed to the king. Although he's a king, he was willing to become a bhangi and do jaro seva, sweeping seva, for the pleasure of Jagannath, and that attracted the mercy of the Lord, made him happy. Krishna became happy, and by doing tucha seva, the king became a recipient of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and that mercy was so powerful and so great that it enabled the king to see beyond the covering of Maya, Mahamaya, and peep into the most secret confidential pastimes of the Lord and the Bhava of Rasalila and Rathyatra. He was able to see Mahabhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav Garanga dancing in the mood of Rasalila, expanding his divine and beautiful golden form in the seven different forms and dance in the midst of the seven kirtan parties, and even saw that although there were so many 32 chanters in each party or so many members in each party, he was seeing Lord Chaitanya individually dancing with each one. This is Rahasya Darshan. So if one can see the leelas of the Lord, Astakalya Darshan, or one can have that privy to see the divine sweet pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan or Garanga and Nadia, that is only by the creep of the Lord. Prasad, Bhagavan Prasad, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavad Prasado, Yasya Prasadad Nagati Katobi. Nagati Katobi means Leela Pravesh. It's impossible to have Leela Pravesh enter the pastimes of Garanga or Gaura Govinda, Garanga or Radha Govinda, without the Kripa or the, as I say here, Prasada. Prasada, or mercy or grace of Krishna and Guru. By their grace one can enter the Leela, the Nitya Leela of the Lord, even in Astadaka Deya, as Manasi Seva, Antas Chinta Deya, his mentally conceived spiritual body, one can enter the Leela and have Rahasya Darshan. Rahasya Darshan is called Spurti. Spurti v. Spurti and Section Darshan. He can have Rahasya, he can have Darshan, that most secret, confidential Nibriti Nikunj Leela. Nibriti Nikunj Leela, Nibriti Nikunj means a very quiet, secluded Nibrita. Nibriti Nikunj Leela of Radha and Krishna, the Kali Kunj is of Vrindavan. That's available to the purified mind and heart of the mercy receiving sadhaka. So King Prataparudra became that fortunate soul that what was it? Bhagya Nasimha. There's no limit to the mercy that King Prataparudra got by performing that tucha seva. So there's no limit to the mercy we will receive by performing even the most insignificant service for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That mercy comes in the form of prasad. And the prasad has a particular shape. It gives us access. It gives us attachment. That mercy and prasad gives us attachment to Radha and Krishna and Gaur. It gives us taste. It gives us attachment. It gives us ecstatic feelings. And it gives us love. And then Rahasya Darshan. Darshan of Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. Gaur Astakali Leela and Krishna Astakali Leela. So this nice example is being given here in Madhya Leela chapter 13, verse number 60. Rajara Tucha Seva Deki Prabhura Tushtaman. The Mahaprabhu became so happy, so pleased, so very much satisfied in his mind to see someone doing very humble, menial, low, dirty, bhangi seva. Tucha seva dehi tushtaman. And because of that, then now I'm happy. I feel very happy. Tushtaman. So I'm going to give you, because you gave me Tushtaman, I'm going to give you Rahasya Darshan. Sita Prasadi Paila. Indeed, by the mercy of the Lord, he got to see the mysterious activities of Gaur and Gauranga. Gaur and Govinda. These were the confidential mysteries of Bhakti Tattva. Devotional service is simple for the innocent and straightforward, and very difficult for the crooked-minded. Seva, humility, seva, mercy, then entrance into the lila. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So he surrendered into seva, submission, and then he got permission to be there when the pastimes are going on. And then, now that he's there when the pastimes are going on, he was given admission. He was already there. He was given permission. He's given permission to be in Puri when Lord Chaitanya was dancing. Now he's given admission. Rahasya Darshan. Tushtaman Rahasya Darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.